Drasha for Shemini, Tav Shinayin Gimel. I want to present a new idea, I think, in how to explain the sin of Nadav and Avihu. The Torah says that they brought an Eish Zara Lifnei Hashem, and many of the Mepharshim explain that they brought Ketores Lifnai V'Lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as Aaron was to bring in on Yom Kippur, and they did it improperly. The Torah says that in Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aaron, the Karvosim Lifnei Hashem V'Yamusu, and right after that, and that was their sins, that they came close into the inner sanctum of the Mishkan, and because of that they came in improperly and died. And then the Torah says to speak to Aaron, Al Yovo b'chol Eisal HaKodesh. You can't just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bezos Yovo Aaron El HaKodesh. How can he go in? Befar ben bakor l'chatos v'ayel li'ola. Only if he brings a chatos and an ola, and the entire process of Yom Kippur. Perhaps the idea is the following. In Olam Hazeh, there is no perfection. And a person who wants to come close to Hashem and perfect himself has to first recognize the fact that he is lacking and incomplete, and recognize his chait. Chait is not only sin, but it's imperfection and something that's missing. And to be mechaper on that, and to try to perfect that in order to come closer to Hashem. Nadav and Avihu brought Ketores because they didn't recognize the fact that they were missing and imperfect. They didn't bring that chatos. They consider themselves complete and fit to come in and come close to Hashem, and that in itself caused their demise. And that is the idea that the Rabbanan say various sins that they had. They were mechusar bigodim. They came in dressed improperly. Could be the idea is the Kohen Gadol, who normally wears 8 begadim, can only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he wears 4 begadim and feels that he's missing something, that he can't wear his full 8 begadim because they're gold and represent the sin of the golden calf, which Aaron had a part in, and Ein Kateger Nas Sanegar, the prosecutor can't become the defender, and therefore just wearing the 4 begadim instead of the 8 reminds the Kohen Gadol that he's missing something. And if he wears his regular begadim, then it's as if something's missing, because kol ha yoser kenatl, anything extra is like it's missing. So they went in with their regular big day kahuna, not feeling they're missing anything, and therefore they went in mechusrei begadim. Also, they went in shtuye yayin, as if they were drunk with the feeling of total complacency and happiness in their feeling of being complete. And that's why it says in the next world, oz yimole schok pinu, that's where we can feel complete and totally joyous, only in the next world, not in this world. And that explains the following Medrash Pliya that the Shemi Shmuel explains. The Pasuk says, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron kept quiet when he heard of the news of his son's demise. And what should he have said, the Medrash says? Hoyalolomar v'yom ha-shmini yimol b'sar loso. On the eighth day, they performed the Bris Milah. And the Shemi Shmuel explains that the eighth represents Yemos HaMashiach, the time when people and the world will be perfect. And that time, everyone will be endowed with tremendous wisdom, and they won't have to learn one from the other. And one of the sins of Nadav and Avihu is that they paskened the Shaila in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, did not ask his advice, and did not defer to him. But in the future, when things are perfect, people will not have to learn from people greater than them. Everybody will be perfect on his own. And therefore, since they considered themselves perfect, that's why they didn't ask any advice. They thought they had reached the level of Yemos HaMashiach. But that, in fact, was the sin. And that's what it says also. One of their sins was they didn't get married. They didn't feel the need to be perfected by someone else. They didn't have children. Same idea. And the same idea is that they brought the Ketores and put it on the coals already before they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bringing their perfection into God instead of coming in imperfect and expecting the Rabbanu Shel Olam to perfect them. And similarly, Chazal say that they already had a previous sin of a similar nature, where they viewed a tremendous prophetic vision of the Rabbanu Shel Olam at the time of the giving of the Torah, and they did it with a tremendous amount of gasas haruach, haughtiness, of a feeling smug and complete, same idea. And also, Chazal say that there was another sin they had. They would say, when will these old people die and we'll take over the generation, feeling that they were more prepared and more fit to take care of the generation than Moshe and Aaron. The only way a person can come before Hashem in this world is if he recognizes how imperfect he is and how much he needs the Rabbanu Shel Olam to perfect him. And that's why Dafkan Yom Kippur, can the Kohen Gadol, as the representative of the Jewish people, go in totally close to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, into the Holy of Holies. Because on Yom Kippur, when we recognize our sins and we are contrite and understand how imperfect we are, and only Moshe Rabbeinu could go into the Holy of Holies whenever, because he reached Taka, that level of perfection in this world, and God chose to speak to him panim upon him all the time. So he already had that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but no one else had that. And that's why it says that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is unlike human beings. Human beings use complete vessels, and broken ones they discard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who uses broken vessels, and it's the ones that think they're complete that he discards. And that's what it says, Lev Nishbar V'Nidke, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Sivze, that a broken heart is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reject. And that's what it says, Bikrov HaYakodesh. The fact that they were punished shows that even great people can have shortcomings and sins and are judged very, very harshly. And that counteracted their sin. We are in the midst of preparing for the giving of the Torah. We need to feel that we're imperfect and have a tremendous desire and aspiration towards perfection, knowing that we humbly admit that we lack that perfection, and that is the preparation for the giving of the Torah. And that's why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva didn't feel that they needed to interact with anybody else. They didn't give kavod to each other. They didn't share their Torah. They didn't fill Eretz Yisrael with Torah, because they felt that they didn't need to interact with other people to reach their perfection. They had perfection on their own. And this is the crying for Nadav and Avihu, that the Zohar says that someone who sheds a tear when they read the Achrimos Shnei B'nei Aaron on Yom Kippur is given forgiveness. The idea being that by crying for Nadav and Avihu, we recognize how much we're missing, because the initial dedication of Avoda in Klal Yisrael was done by only three Kohanim, when it could have been done by five. And therefore the entire foundation was lacking, and whatever's lacking in the foundation is lacking much, much more in that which emanates from that foundation. So we're lacking in Avodas Hashem because of the death of Nadav and Avihu. And somebody on Yom Kippur where you're supposed to feel your inadequacy, supposed to feel your imperfection, and admit to it, and try to correct it as much as possible, they are one who sheds tears for Nadav and Adiu, because they understand this concept of feeling lacking and feeling incomplete and imperfect is a kapara for Nadav and Adiu too. If we strengthen ourselves and understand how much we need to recognize how imperfect and incomplete we are, and how much we need to attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to the Torah in order to achieve some semblance of perfection, that in the future God will endow us with the perfection of Olam Haba, and our close connection with Him eternally. But it all depends on our recognizing and our working on striving towards perfection in this world, recognizing that we are, in fact, essentially imperfect and need the Ribbono Shel Olam and need the Torah to help perfect us.